This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight, Brittany takes the stand, her fiery plea to the judge to get away from her father.
E.T.'s here for their big showdown.
This is not your average case.
Then Salma Hayek gets real.
Not a lot of people talk about this.
The red table talk that left her Hollywood bestie Jada in tears.
Aww.
Plus, Helen Mirren on her three new roles is hosting a talk show next.
There are people that I would love to talk to.
And the new dating show that turns singles into sexy beasts. Yeah, you'll need to see this one to believe it.
I want to get married. I want to have babies. Before I'm like 26, do you have health insurance?
Plus, our exclusive with Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross.
That's a mic drop. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
ET starts right now.
Hello and welcome, everyone. General Hospital star Steve Burton here, hanging with us at the London West Hollywood as we count down to Friday's Daytime Emmys. You're going for win number three.
Yes, sir. Win number three would be amazing, and thank you for having me today.
All right, you ready to do some guest co-hosting?
Let's go.
All right.
Brittany faced the judge in her conservatorship case.
And our Lauren Zima is at the courthouse in the middle of the Free Brittany drama.
The conservatorship has got to go.
Brittany called into the hearing this afternoon by phone, and it was explosive. She testified against her father, Jamie, saying that he should be punished for the handling of her conservatorship. Brittany also told the court that members of her conservatorship were at times emotionally abusive. The singer says the conservatorship has left her feeling depressed, angry, and alone. Her audio was played in court, and reporters were not allowed to record any of it, but they were allowed to take notes. A source tells ET Brittany was feeling confident and 100% ready to address the court. Her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, posted this photo wearing a Free Brittany t-shirt.
She has told the court she wants her voice heard.
So how did all of this end up with Brittany asking to take the stand herself in court? Well, we're told, quote, Brittany feels she is under a constant microscope and she's been painted in the worst light. The conservatorship's been in place since 2008 after the singer's very public struggle with her mental health. And there's been a renewed focus on the conservatorship since the rise of the Free Britney movement and the release of this New York Times documentary in February.
The main thing that people became fascinated with was her sort of unraveling.
The last known time Britney attended a hearing on her conservatorship was in 2019. That hearing was closed to the public, but Britney was spotted walking barefoot in the parking lot after. And although she's never addressed the conservatorship directly on social media, she has been open with her fans.
Am I okay? Yes, I'm totally fine. I love freedom. I love independence. I'm taking a break right now because I'm enjoying myself.
Britt shared images from her recent trip to Hawaii with her boyfriend, but some posts have been unusual. She repeated pics and shared endless dance and catwalk videos. So could any of that hurt her case in court?
Listen, she's a pop star, she's a singer, she tries to get attention for what she's doing, so I don't think any of these things would necessarily hurt her case.
And there's another angle to today's hearing. Is there a comeback at stake?
Will I ever take the stage again? I have no idea. I'm having fun right now, I'm a transition in my life, and I'm enjoying myself.
Britney has said, through her attorney, that she would not perform again as long as her dad remains one of her conservators.
It wouldn't be surprising if her father is removed if we slowly start to see her taking the stage again and going into the public eye.
This thing is a mess, and I just hope at the end of the day, Britney is okay. All right, now let me ask you something, Steve.
Sure.
Would you ever go and bare your soul on something like the Red Table? Or then again, you bare your soul on General Hospital, don't you?
I bare enough on General Hospital. I'll stick to that.
You're going to stay with that?
Yes.
All right, well, Jada Pinkett Smith waited 3 years to have Salma Hayek on, and Salma cleared up the rumors about how she got her world-famous figure.
A lot of people say that I had breast augmentation. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
My boobs were smaller.
Right.
So was the rest of my body. But they just have kept growing. And I just happened to be one of those women that it happened in every single step. When I gain weight, when I got pregnant, and when I'm in menopause.
Do boobs grow during menopause?
Yes, the boobs grow a lot.
What about mood swings?
I have gone through those periods. Maybe I still am. Yeah. And also the hot flashes are not fun.
I'm gonna be 50 this year, so maybe that's why I'm crying all the time.
Filed this under the Hollywood friendship we never knew we needed. 54-year-old Salma's virtual visit to the Red Table got real, fast, and before long, Jada's tears were flowing.
I was going through that really difficult time, and you just took me under your wing.
I gotta say, Jada, you live inside of me every day. Something about you makes me fall in love with life.
Aww. That's how I feel about
That's
you.
Sweet.
Salma is one of the women who actually inspired Jada to start Red Table Talk. They first met back in the 90s while auditioning for the very physical role of Trinity in The Matrix. Neither got the part.
I'm flexible, I'm agile, but I'm lazy. In comes Jada. Oh my God! She was so good! It was so embarrassing!
You see why I love her?
Yeah.
By the way, Jada did make her Matrix dreams come true. She was in Reloaded, and she will be in the upcoming fourth Matrix film that comes out later this year. Steve, you know, General Hospital's been on for 58 years.
58 years.
Have you ever had to say goodbye?
I did. And, you know, the cast and crew, they become your family, and it's never easy to say goodbye.
No. Well, it's kind of the feeling that's going on the Blackish set right now. They're getting ready to shoot their eighth and final season, which is killing me, and only Nichelle Turner joined the cast.
What do we do when we lose you all after next season?
We cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be hard.
It's going to be hard every day because we know it's the end.
You know, I'm struggling.
I know.
I'll tell you, one of my most extraordinary things is the journey of watching Anthony's facial hair.
It's like, it's been a small, it's been a big, it's been a small, a big, a big, a small, really big.
You should see the hair on my back.
Oh, no.
But she just puts pomade on it. Anyway.
Hold on, Anthony. Hold on. You got to take care of your TV husband.
Anthony Anderson and Tracee Ellis Ross are absolutely out of control around each other. And it's that next level chemistry which has made the groundbreaking series Blackish such a success.
The incomparable Tracee Ellis Ross. I knew he was going to do that. Cutting up already.
Only ET cameras were there as I moderated the For Your Consideration drive-in panel discussion leading up to their eighth and final season this fall.
Is there something, though, in this last season that you haven't done that you say, I really would like to take this on?
Well, what we have always wanted to sing. Anthony and I have done so many Instagram posts of us singing and all that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be a really fun thing for us to do.
Love them and leave them.
Speaking of Instagram.
Let's go. Look at those legs, baby.
What are we doing? You look great.
I'm down 18 pounds. I'm down to 205 from 223.
Come on, Anthony.
I'm up like 15.
Me too.
So now the new goal is 190. But I'm afraid of what my head might look like. I'm the human bobblehead. I don't know.
Anthony's about to ignite hot boy summer. By the way, Steve, you're doing a burpee challenge right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am doing a burpee challenge. I try to do 100 burpees, and you time yourself. And 3 months ago, I started, and it was about 10 minutes and 30 seconds. And now we're down to 5 minutes and 25 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting nauseous.
Matt Cohen joins us now because his burpee time is right around 10 minutes.
Hey, okay. Now, maybe. Look, per burpee.
Actually, he joins us with Dame Helen Mirren like you've never seen her before.
That is your first look at Helen at work on the Shazam sequel, Fury of the Gods.
Yeah, she's also got a little movie you may have heard of opening this Friday, F9.
Oh, that little one. Yes, but wait, there is more. Helen's also narrating a new nature series that gives animals a voice.
Hey, get a room. This isn't an episode of The Bachelor.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you were going to voice an animal, what animal would you be on the show?
I wouldn't mind doing a snail. Really chilled and, maybe I'll munch on this.
When Nature Calls isn't your typical nature documentary show. Premiering tomorrow on ABC, Helen narrates the unscripted comedy exploring the hilarious thoughts of creatures in the wild.
Let's do it.
Right, whatever.
Sounds good.
Do you have any animals in your life currently?
No, but here in Tahoe, I do live with a lot of brown squirrels and chipmunks, and I've had a little encounter with a bear.
Oh, how'd that go? It
went very, very well. She showed me the respect that she should, and I showed her the respect that I should show her.
No, can't do that. Oi, go on.
Listen, while we're on animals, talk to me real quick about what was it like managing the corgis in The Queen for you? Was that crazy?
Oh, I was very good at that.
Was it fun? Did you enjoy them? I think they have the cutest little bottoms.
I can understand why the Queen loves them, because they're very, very characterful. They're just fun to be around.
Stay.
More than 5 decades in Hollywood, 4 Emmys, 1 Oscar, but there's still one thing Helen has yet to try.
Would you host your own talk show?
I wouldn't mind doing that. You know, doing like for about 4 of them. I couldn't do it every week for years, as these people do, which is extraordinary that they can do that.
Okay.
But there are people that I would love to talk to and question, you know.
Helen also told me 2 things that she does not want to do. Okay. Be a judge on a competition show. She would just say everyone is wonderful. And a contestant on a cooking show, she said she would just panic. Steve, how would you do?
Not great. I can cook 1 thing, and that's eggs, and the show would be canceled the next day.
Just 1 thing more than me. Okay. Up next, a star who needs no introduction, but he's getting one anyway.
Da-da-da.
Mr. Chris Pratt.
Only E.T.'s on the Tomorrow War set.
Word.
Then our co-host Steve in the E.T. hot seat.
Oh, boy.
His Disneyland fan encounter that was not what it seemed.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so that just kind of knocked me down a few notches.
And the wildest dating show ever.
Would you count this as a weird experience for you?
Yeah, you're not hallucinating. We'll explain.
I like your fin.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
What I can't survive is losing you.
Jason Morgan always survives. And you can watch my guest co-host Steve Burton play him on General Hospital on ABC. But right now, all eyes are looking ahead to Friday's Daytime Emmy Awards on CBS. Steve, you've won 2 Daytime Emmys previously, but never as a lead actor. What would this mean for you?
You know, being in daytime for 25 plus years.
Yeah.
And to still get a nomination, it's awesome. And I just tried every day to do the best I can, show up early, and just be as professional as possible and give it my all every single day.
Your nickname on the show is Stone Cold. So Do your kids buy into that tough guy persona?
No, not at all. But I was at Disneyland and I hear someone go, Stone Cold, Stone Cold. I'm like, yeah. And it was actually Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that just kind of knocked me down a few notches.
Talk to me a little bit about your wife, Cherie.
22 years. My marriage right now is the best that it's ever been in my entire life.
I've only known you a couple years, but I feel like you've always been handsome and in shape. And actually, in fact, I'm certain of it, because in 1995, tell me if you remember, you did a little calendar shoot.
Oh, I remember.
E.T. was there on that shoot.
Oh, no.
Mentally, you have to go pretty much through the same thing you would for a scene, kind of. The whole emotion and the energy is still there. You have to build your energy up and you have to build your emotion up the same way as you would in acting.
Is modeling really as hard?
Don't do it with that voice,
acting.
I mean, you do have to have emotion and stuff, but is it as hard as acting? No.
No. Listen, stick around. Up next, the one thing everyone feared could happen to Harrison Ford while shooting the new Indiana Jones sequel just did.
Action.
Harrison hurt on set. What it means for the new Indy movie. Then, from action star to behind-the-scenes boss.
We're on day 80 and I never fired anyone.
Our explosive exclusive with Chris Pratt.
Yeah, so sweet.
Harrison Ford's reunion with The Whip is on hold after the 78-year-old injured his shoulder rehearsing a fight scene for Indiana Jones 5.
It's not the years, honey. It's the mileage.
A spokesperson for Disney tells ET production will continue while the appropriate course of treatment is evaluated and the filming schedule will be reconfigured as needed in the coming weeks.
I'm excited to play the character again. Yeah, I love making those films. They're great entertainment.
Harrison was looking fit in his fedora when shooting began in the UK earlier this month. The film's set for release next summer. No word yet if Ford's injury will push that back. But when Josh Gad shared this photo 2 weeks ago, it sent fans into a frenzy.
I actually saw it on somebody else's Instagram. I just shared it. Everybody's like assuming that I'm in Indiana Jones. I'm not. I would welcome it. Seeing Harrison Ford wearing the fedora and carrying the whip again brought such joy to me that I felt like I had to share that image.
I just have 2 words. Stunt double.
I'm available.
Thankfully, Chris Pratt didn't get hurt making his new action film.
And Rachel Smith has the exclusive.
I sure did. Hey there, guys. Well, Chris shot his movie in Atlanta, just a few hours from here in Nashville. And he may be an action star, but he is still the same old Chris.
We are on the set, guys, of The Tomorrow War, starring none other than...
Da-da-da!
Mr. Chris Pratt.
Oh, I was wondering if you were waiting for me.
Yeah, who are you?
My name's Chris.
Yeah. Chris, yeah. Rachel,
yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Rachel, yeah, nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, okay, Chris, no introduction necessary. And we are loving all the behind-the-scenes action as he tries to save the world from an alien invasion by literally jumping forward into the future.
3, 2, 1.
The way that they jump through time is by having this band put on their arm and... this is kind of like the magic band that brings you 30 years in the future.
Oh, and Pratt's not just the star. As executive producer, he's also the boss.
I guess I could. I could fire... We're on day 80 and I never fired anyone.
Oh my gosh.
Well, stage, I'll fire you.
The Tomorrow War, out July 2nd on Amazon Prime Video, was filmed partly in Iceland.
1, go!
And the best perk of the job, the newlywed wife, Catherine, was able to join on location.
I saw that you and Catherine, you guys were able to take in the northern lights.
Yes. God, it's just beautiful. I mean, she takes such good care of me. And It's really good. I'm very blessed with Catherine because she's an author, and so she could do her work on the road.
What about Jack? Has Jack paid you a visit on set here?
Yeah, he's old hat. He's been to a ton of sets. I got this, Dad. Yeah, he's got it. We hooked him up in the harness and had him flying around the set. He was fighting some aliens, shooting some lasers out of his hands, and he has a good time on set.
He loved
being able to have him visit.
What a cool dad and husband. Catherine calls him Darling Angel Face. So precious. Now, Steve, Kev, do you two have cute pet names for your lovely wives?
Kevin?
Steve? And we still have so much more fun ahead. You never know what you'll get when you go on a blind date.
Ain't that the truth? And a new reality show takes that to the extreme. Your first look is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Hey, do not miss General Hospital on ABC, and good luck on Emmy Day because you are going for your first Emmy in a lead actor category.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, Man. Listen, Netflix show Sexy Beasts takes blind dating to a new extreme with elaborate makeup prosthetics. It's out July 21st. It looks insane. Check out the trailer. And Steve, thanks for being here, man.
Oh, man, I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right, let's go be Sexy Beasts, all right?
I want to get married. I want to have babies. Before I'm like 26, do you have health insurance?
I like your fin.
So what if I pick you and I'm not what you expect underneath?
I've kissed this girl and I don't know what she looks like. Oh!
If you like entertainment tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.